The liturgical sense of the readings at Mass. In today's second reading for the fifth Sunday of Easter, year C, from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 5, John shares a vision of new things. Life is simply defined as being a state of being. And for Christians, life is a state of being in Christ. But life is even better described as being a new thing. Therefore, the vision of a new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem was God giving us life and life anew in Him. Then John said, "I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will always be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. For the old order has passed away.' The one who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I will make all things new.'" In our lived experience, the new order of Christ, the state in which death, mourning, wailing, and pain no longer exist, is yet to be fully realized. This suggests that the old order, marked by sin and suffering, is still in place. We see this truth reflected in Christ's own words, saying, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Mourning persists because sin persists, and humanity continues to await the final restoration. However, this apparent contradiction is, in fact, the resolution to the problem. The tension between mourning and comfort reveals the unfinished journey of redemption. Pope Benedict XVI captured this reality when he stated, "The risen Lord is the new temple, the real meeting place between God and man." This points to the New Jerusalem not as a distant promise, but as a process already inaugurated in Christ. Yet, its full manifestation requires humanity's transformation into holiness. We continue to grieve because the effects of sin linger. But in Christ, we find a pathway to divine renewal, the progression towards the perfect communion where sin is no more and a new Jerusalem stands fulfilled. The incarnation of Christ Jesus inaugurated the New Jerusalem, ushering in God's transformative work of redemption. Those who abide in the body of Christ are not merely journeying toward this divine reality, they are building it through their lives of faith and love. In today's Gospel reading from John, chapter 13, verses 31 through 35, Jesus proclaims, "I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I love you, so that you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This new commandment is more than an ethical principle. It's the very means by which the kingdom of God unfolds in this world. God is love, and Christ exemplified divine love as being sacrificial, redemptive, and transformative. When we abide in the person of love, we participate in the sanctification of humanity and adorning of the New Jerusalem. It is not a distant promise, but a reality being realized through every act of charity, mercy, and reconciliation. In this way, the old order, marked by division and sin, is gradually overcome, and a fullness of God's dwelling with His people is revealed. The Liturgy of the Catholic Mass embodies a powerful image of the New Jerusalem through the presence of Christ, who is love. Through the sacred pedagogy, we are being transformed into Christ's image, into living love, so that God's kingdom will be made manifest through us. In this way, the Catholic Mass is both an image and an anticipation of the New Jerusalem. That is, it is both tangible and unfolding. When the Holy Eucharist is celebrated, Christ Himself is truly present, offering His sacrificial love and inviting the faithful into divine communion. This embodiment of love in the Catholic Mass transcends mere human ritual. It actualizes the kingdom of God in the here and now, providing a foretaste of the eternal dwelling where God and humanity are united in perfect harmony. In today's second reading from Acts, chapter 14, verses 21 through 27, the disciples were exhorted, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." Indeed, in this pilgrimage, most of us will not see the realization of the New Jerusalem. Most of us will be called to imitate Christ, to love in suffering and sacrifice, so that we might help make a way for what is to come. Yet, God has bestowed upon us the divine symphony in the Mass, offering peace in His divine presence so that we may be comforted, strengthened, and prepared for this journey toward redemption. This is just one way how the readings at Mass this Sunday connect to the liturgy, and how the liturgy is forming us how to live our lives in the world. Be in the world which you have received through the liturgy. I am David L. Gray. Visit me online at davidlgray.info for more content and context about the liturgical sense of the scriptures.